A sterling silver pocket watch, wire rim spectacles, a pair of sandals, and a brass bowl and plate. Five items that once belonged to Mohandas K. Gandhi. They're scheduled to be auctioned in New York this afternoon, and they're at the center of a dispute between the Indian government, the auction house, and a seller who says he wants more than money. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The items rest in a small glass case at the Antiquorum Auction House. They seem a little out of place, surrounded by cases of heirloom watches. Julian Scherer is the watch director and auctioneer. While the suggested price in the catalog for the Gandhi items is $20,000 to $30,000, there's already talk of seven figures.
All these objects are priceless, and they'll go for as much as somebody thinks these objects are worth.
No one will talk politics. The fact that the government of India and various Indian cultural institutions are up in arms over the auction, that there is a legal suit. A woman walks in. Her name is Natalie Comfort. And what has brought her here?
These exact objects of Gandhi's. To me, it's history, and it's wonderful.
And what do you hope happens with these objects?
That eventually they find their way right back to India.
The government of India hopes that too, and more than hopes. A court in New Delhi has issued an injunction against the auction. I go to the Consulate of India in New York and meet with the Consul General, Prabhu Dayal. He doesn't want to say anything on tape, but when the phone rings, I quickly note that he's talking to the auction house, telling them to stop the auction. The auction house is saying India has no jurisdiction. Dayal will only say this much for the record.
The High Court of Delhi has passed an order. It has directed that antiquarium auctioneers should be restrained from auctioning the articles which had belonged to Mahatma Gandhi.
The suit was brought by the Navjivan Trust, started by Gandhi in 1929, that claims all his possessions. Meanwhile, the owner of the items is 45-year-old James Otis, a documentary filmmaker, a collector, and a fan of Gandhi, the spiritual and political leader of India. Otis says he's a deep believer in nonviolence, and he gathered these items over the years. He's been talking to the consulate, too, trying to make a deal. He met with Dayal on Tuesday.
It was a little scary because they handed me some sort of legal paper showing that I could go to jail in India for this or that my name could be given to Interpol. And when they said that, I told them, when you threaten arrest to a nonviolent activist, that's sort of a badge. I've been arrested 24 times, and it's an honor to spend time in jail to fight an injustice.
So he proposed two things. He would remove the items from sale if the Indian government would create a traveling exhibit that would go around the world as part of a huge dialogue on nonviolence.
So that was one of the possibilities, and they were sort of open to that.
The other was increasing the amount India spends on health care from 1 to 3 or 4% of their GDP. After all, said Otis, they increased their military budget more than 20% after the Mumbai attacks. Are you serious? I said. You expect the government to agree to this in 24 hours?
You're right. It's quite a lot to ask. However, we're confident that, again, if the Indian government is serious, they can at least write us something that will be enough for me to go back to the auction house, discuss this with them, and pull these items.
The auction is set for around 3:30 Eastern time today. Will it happen? I ask Otis.
I have faith that Gandhi is sort of in charge of all this.
A statement that may be a little too mystical for governments or the auction house involved. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Today, the Indian government responded to James Otis' proposal. It rejected the deal and vowed to buy Gandhi's possessions. India's culture minister said his country would bid for the items and, quote, offer whatever it takes. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.